Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sue Mortar and I am very happy to be here with you today. I am the founder of Mortar Institute for Bioenergetics and I was raised in a natural healing environment. My father was a pioneer in energy medicine, and so for more than 30 years I have run a practice and an institute doing research and treating patients and learning what it is that happens when people heal and what it is that is not happening when people don't. And so I'm going to share a lot of tools with you today to allow you to realize that you can be the master of your own life experience, that you truly have the capacity to learn to activate some healing powers within your own system that perhaps you didn't know that you had the capacity to utilize on a daily basis, on a regular basis. Patients and clients have been coming to me for decades, having been given diagnoses and prognoses, telling them that they were going to have to learn to deal with or live with something that they then turned around and became pain-free or became highly functioning or became able to come off of medications and do a variety of things that they were told were not possible. Now, we know that this is possible because of experience, and we also know that this is possible because of what science is showing us today. Science is telling us beyond the shadow of a doubt that what we think and feel and believe is going to generate a reality. That reality can exist regarding our ability to heal. It can exist regarding our ability to be innovative and creative and to tap into our creative genius, in fact. And so I'm going to share with you a little bit of research, but I'm going to make it user-friendly, and I'm going to give you some techniques that you can utilize to be able to implement and bring these things to life. If you are interested in what I am sharing, you can certainly go to my website, which is drsuemortar.com, and there you will find many, many resources, ways to engage in live streaming online courses that are live and in person as they are being taught, as well as modulated courses that you can take at your own pace. And I will be providing ongoing in-person events as soon as our regulations are permitting such things to a greater degree than they currently are. And so it is my great pleasure to dig in with you on some topics that are going to allow us to utilize both quantum science and some ancient spiritual techniques that were taught thousands of years ago and have certainly been supported for those thousands of years because those techniques are speaking to the truth. And quantum science is allowing our linear physics to now blossom into a more expanded version of understanding how things work and what does cause and effect really mean. And so thereby allowing us to have a greater understanding of our ability to change our lives and to do it in a more effective way than how we used to think that we had to change things. We used to think that we had to, through repetition, generate new ways of living by breaking habits, by creating new habits, and exploring our limiting beliefs that are contributing to our negative habits or our habits that we no longer desire. And what quantum science is showing us is that while that is all true, there's actually an additional perspective, another layer, a higher realm that we could look at the whole prospect that we are working with and see that we are more than just believing machines, that we are here as pure creative capacity. And as soon as we get in the correct seat, we can actually learn to drive this equipment that we have established and learn to emanate and radiate from an empowered position that we perhaps haven't known that we were eligible for, much less made of. And so we're going to break some of those illusionary boundaries and dissolve some veils. We're going to do some practices together right away so that you can begin to get a feel for it. Then I'll give you some explanations, and then we'll come back and re-implement some of those practices so that you have a better understanding of exactly what they are and how you can utilize these things on a regular daily basis while you're living life. You know, one of my big pet peeves is that I want to allow practices in people's lives that they can do, that they don't have to set aside an additional hour every day to align and attune and become the vibrational frequency that they want to, but still be able to raise their vibrational frequency, as we now know, which is necessary for healing and for evolution to be sped up, to collapse time and leap forward in our development. And so the practices that I will give you are practices that are intended for you to do while you're living your life. because life is actually here showing you what it is that you need to be working on next. And so there's no better practice ground than what to do the moment someone walks in the room and says or does something that just, you know, trips your triggers or pushes your buttons. And so I not only want to share with you a way to deal with that once your buttons have been pushed or your trigger has been tripped, but I'd like for you to learn how to dissolve those buttons and dissolve those triggers so that you're not having to avoid situations or having to compensate for them once they have occurred, because they exist for a reason, and that reason is untapped potentiality. That you have a button left in you is an untapped version of your power. When your true empowerment is integrated, those buttons dissolve, they disappear, they dissipate, because they are actually placeholders so that you can and do and will learn and evolve in this life the way you are intended to learn and evolve and transform yourselves into creators rather than just better reactors in the world. So while these techniques I'm going to share with you can be used as coping mechanisms, they are meant for so much more than that, because you are here for more than coping. You are here for more than putting out brush fires all the time. You're here to step through that and truly bring your true creative power into this palette that you are walking around on, an empty canvas that you can create anything on that you desire. We just have to learn how to use these paintbrushes and figure out what it is that we actually can create. So I'd like for us all to take a deep breath into your belly right now. And just exhale. We got some good stuff coming up. Okay, deep breath in again. And just exhale. Just let it all fall away for a moment. Exhale. Just by belly breathing, you automatically are innervating the lower lobes of your lungs. When you are activating the lower lobes of the lungs, you are actually stimulating the parts of your nervous system that calm you down. When you breathe into the upper lobes of your lungs, you're activating the part of the nervous system that gets you ready to fight a bear or ready to, you know, high performance mode, kick it in, or fight or flight mode, which, you know, comes one and the same. And so we want to drop that down into a more relaxed state where we can actually enjoy this deep feeling lower in our bellies, lower inside of our system in such a fashion that we have the capacity to slow our breath down and deepen our breath. When you slow the breath down, you slow the mind down. When you slow the mind down, you allow something to rise up from within you that is ever so important. Because what is rising from deep within you is the truth of who you are. What's been happening up here is your high performance mode has been pushing that down so that you can deliver what you think life wants you to do, so that you can be and operate and integrate life in such a fashion that allows you to win, to get ahead, to do your thing. And I want to assure you that all of that can happen without a fight or flight defense mechanism having to drive it for you. You cannot push the river. The river of your life is unfolding and it is flowing at the rate and rhythm and the intensity that it is truly meant to be. And when you catch that true wave, you are empowered beyond measure. I'm going to show you an image in just a moment that will show you how that is so, how it is that when we actually slow it down, we catch a wave that is trying to carry us into our destiny, and what it is that life is carrying you through and toward is in your favor. It is in your favor, and this is number one thing that you really need to understand, that everything that you encounter is for you. And it is trying to point you in the direction of your greatness. And if you think that it is bigger than you, then you have to think differently about who you are. Because what is coming before you couldn't come before you if it weren't a vibrational match to your greatness. However, if you're not accepting your greatness, you will interpret this thing that is headed towards you as something that is trying to, an obstacle that's testing you, that's bigger than you, or you'll think that you can't. So you retreat, you divert, you deflect, you go somewhere else, and you don't actually pursue your true dreams, your true desire, living your life the way that you would truly love to be living it. So I want to remind you that everything in the universe is energy, including you, and that energy is moving. It's supposed to be flowing in a flow of a stream of consciousness or a river that is flowing through your body and through your life. And so I'd like to just give you a couple of images here. And I'm going to show you something right now that isn't the scientific side of my conversation, but it's going to allow you to see, oh, big picture, big picture, okay? So this is representative of just a little poster that I use when I'm teaching some of my online courses. Now, this is a very, you know, big image, and this is the human self right here at the bottom. And the true self of you is here, and we have a tendency to think that this is who we are, and we seek this as guidance or support. We pray to the heavens, like, angels, please help me out, or we call to the higher self. And the problem with humanity is that what we don't realize is that by calling for this, which is good, it's better than certainly better than trying to operate down here on the bottom half of the page as the human self, as an isolated, separate self that doesn't have the resources that you think you need. But rather, what I call a quantum flip, realizing that this is actually who you are, and this is a project that you are doing, instead of thinking that this is who you are, and this is what you need to call to for help, just make the quantum flip and realize that actually this is who you are. And quantum science is showing us that this is true, and I'm going to give you some details about this, but quantum science is showing us that you are the master of your entire reality, and that this project that you are in, which is being human at this time, is merely a project. That you are seated as this eternal presence that always has been and will always be, and that you are engaging in a project. You're compressing your consciousness into the third dimension, and you're having this physical experience of being human. So basically, you're not a human being, but you're busy being human. And so we want to make that process really super easy and user-friendly for you in this short time that we have together today. Okay? So let's make the quantum flip. And in making that quantum flip, I'm going to show you what's actually happening down here inside the system, because we're about to do a little process that will allow you to... I just need to find another one of my posters here. That will allow you to have the experience of what I just described, okay? And I know that this is true because 20 years ago, I had an awakening that took me to this elevated state, the one at the top of the page that I was just showing you. In a meditative experience, I completely lit up, and in that illumination of consciousness, I became connected to a divine presence, a universal field of consciousness, the universal mind. And we are each that, and we are each literally allowing that energy to pour through us and flow out into our lives in the expression of a life experience. We're basically writing a movie with energy that is pouring down through us and pouring out into the world, and then we're walking through that movie and trying to dictate how we're supposed to evolve and how we're supposed to grow. And if we get caught up in the movie too much, we think these are obstacles that we have to navigate and move around and maneuver. And there's a bigger picture that I really want you to understand in our time together today, so that you can begin to navigate this life as if it was actually in your favor, because it is, okay? There's nothing out there that is against you, believe it or not. Even no matter how much it seems that is true, even if it is your own mind that is against you, I promise that you're going to find ways to pull that back together again if you start utilizing the practices that we're going to do today. Okay, so at the bottom of that page, at the bottom of this image that we were just looking at, remember this one, okay? At the bottom of that image is this image here. This image here is showing you that that energy is coming through what is your body. It hits the earth and rises back up again, and it cycles around the outside of the body over and over and over. It's constantly being replenished down from above, from higher frequency energies, the unified field, squishing together, creating a funnel, creating a channel. Energy is descending. That is you. It hits the earth and rises up again and recycles and recycles and recycles. Okay? So there's energy constantly pouring in and energy constantly rising up. And as long as it's happening in an order like that, you live inside of this perfective field, and you look out and you see a world that's in your favor. You see a world that's supporting you. You see love. You see abundance. You see possibility. Okay? If that doesn't sound familiar to you, because that's kind of not what's happening in your world right these days, let me just introduce you this other version of this. This other possibility here is that this energy is pouring down, hitting the earth and rising up, and as it rises up and cycles around, it doesn't pass upwardly in an organized fashion. In fact, there are gaps or blockages inside your own system that cause this energy. This is bioenergetics that I'm teaching you about. Bioenergetics are flowing around where we do not have circuits in place because we do not know our true selves. We do not know our power. We do not know of our capacities. And so we've been compensating all of our lives for those things. And the compensations cause us to roll around these areas, and it creates a wobble in this rising energy. That wobble in the rising energy creates a distortion in your energy field. That distortion in your energy field causes you to stand here, look out through this distortion, and see a world that doesn't care, a world that isn't fair, a world that is against you, a world that is wrapped up in your past experiences and hooked into life as you knew it the first 10 or 15 years of your existence here. Actually, the first 5 or 10 years of your existence here pretty much set your patterns in motion. As science has shown us, that our personalities are pretty much developed by the time we're 4. And as big people, we're just little people grown up repeating the same patterns until we can become more sophisticated about it enough that we can outrun it long enough until we eventually realize that even that doesn't work. So it turns out we can't outrun the things that are these short circuitings. We can't outrun the wounds or the things that we were tripped up on. Now, it might seem hard for you to believe that in your 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s or 70s or however old you might be right here today, that something that happened when you were 5 or 10 years old could actually still be having an impact on you. But I assure you, it has generated a reality that you are working it out inside of. And so we want to just get super effective at working it out inside of that reality so that we can become bigger than the collection of past experiences that we have been through. So what I'm talking to you about is energy medicine. As I mentioned, I was raised in a family of energy medicine, and it is what we have been speaking about. So I'm going to drop just a little bit more research here into the conversation, just so that you know that these things I'm going to have you do in just a few moments are actually grounded in science, and they're actually grounded in this bioenergetics that I've just been sharing with you. I want to talk to you for a second about some of the things that are happening in science that are pretty cutting edge for us. If we create a vacuum, which is just like a glass tube and you just suck everything out of it, there's nothing in there, just a few randomly placed little tiny particles called photons, and you think a thought into that vacuum, those photons rearrange based on what you're thinking. You think a different thought, they rearrange differently. We also know that thinking can turn off or turn on. This is a study of epigenetics, which you might be familiar with. We're going to utilize that in some ways together today. The study of epigenetics is telling us that we inherit genes from our parents, but we have the capacity to turn them on or turn them off in certain ways that will determine if we're ever going to experience the things that we inherited or not. We can inherit the tendency for diabetes, but it doesn't mean that we have to have diabetes. We can inherit the tendency for cancer production in certain organs and glands of our system, but it doesn't mean that we have to. And this is really turning science on its ear, really. And it's certainly turning medical science over and flipping it around, because what we're realizing is that we do have the capacity to, in this generation and the generations that follow, to begin to empower our minds to work for us instead of against us. Instead of assuming that just because our parents had this and we have to check it off on a little checklist every time we go to the doctor and we're asked about our family history, and it's constantly embedding into our consciousness, you know, innocently, but embedding into our consciousness that, oh, I just wonder when your time is going to be, that you're going to be experiencing this same thing too. So let's go back to our vacuum. So the vacuum, photons rearranging relative to our thoughts. Genetic inheritance, turning on, turning off relative to our thoughts. This DNA molecule that we have an ability to affect with our thoughts, we place that DNA molecule into that same vacuum, it also rearranges the photons just because of how the DNA molecule is vibrating. The energetic that it is emitting into the environment is creating a shift of the world. So basically what this means is our minds can influence our DNA, and our DNA has an effect on our environment. Our thoughts and our own DNA are affecting the reality, the material world out there. So when we think certain thoughts, we create a collection of these photons in certain patterns. You think different kinds of thoughts, different kinds of patterns. I want you to be able to generate a pattern of photons, a pattern of energy packets in the core of your body for once, because at the core of your body resides the healing energy. The energy, the innate intelligence that the Eastern culture called prana, this energy is the healer within. And we haven't been paying any attention to it because ever since we landed here, we kind of splat and we disperse and our attention goes out there. So we've been building neurocircuitry and electromagnetic energy flow outwardly. And so what we have to learn to do is bring it back inwardly, because when it is directed inwardly, we activate and enhance this healing energy that flows through a central channel and is basically the foundation energetically of your very makeup. You are made of healing energy, and don't ever let anyone tell you that you're not. So, how do we start to cultivate this and gather it together and build it up with enough robust momentum that it can do something for us and that we can feel it and we can know that we're doing that in a manner that will allow us to become able to navigate? Got to turn it up. Got to turn on my healing power. Got to sit there and stay there more so that it isn't just something I go to, but it actually becomes where I come from. So that I'm always in that state, so that I'm not having to dodge and be afraid of, am I immune enough? Is there a new bug in the environment? What is it that I have to pay attention to? Promising you that when you are activating this healer within, you are a transmuter, and viruses and other bugs out there are opportunists, and they cannot create the environment that they need to survive. They have to find one that's already in trouble. So we're going to be sure that we're not in trouble. And a byproduct of that is that we activate as our true soulful essence, our true essential self. We activate the energy medicine within ourselves and our ability to heal. So let's dive in, just for a little bit of an experience of this, okay? So there is an anchoring point in the base of your spine that I would love for you to just jump into with me right off the bat. It is a little bit more involved than the other things I'm going to have you learn, but let's just go there first, okay? So if you've ever been going to the bathroom and you had to stop the stream instantly, then you already know how to do what I'm talking about. Ladies, if you know what a Kegel exercise is, you already know what I'm talking about. Gentlemen, if you don't know what a Kegel exercise is, now you do, okay? So here we are. Let's squeeze those muscles in the base of the pelvic bowl, in the perineum, as if we were going to the bathroom. You had to stop the stream quickly, but just squeeze these muscles, the sphincter muscles, right down in the base of the bowl, okay? Just squeeze them. Give them a squeeze. Squeeze your abdominal muscles. Squeeze your gluteal muscles. Just give it all a squeeze right now, just so you can get in the vicinity. Then you can relax the gluteal muscles, but try to keep right inside that pelvic bowl squeezed, okay? Toughest part is over. Now release it. Now squeeze it again. Now release it. Now squeeze it again. Okay? Just so you know you can do this. All right? Now the next thing we're going to do is just squeeze your shoulder blades together and drop them down. Just squeeze the blades together and pull them down toward where you're sitting. Just pull them, lower them. It rolls your shoulders open and it anchors your heart. So it's what we're about to do is to work with, actually I can show you this picture. We're about to work with a central channel here, right inside your whole central body, right inside the whole center of your body. We're going to breathe up and down a channel here. And right now what I've just described to you is anchoring this and anchoring this right here, okay? So the next one we're going to do is we're going to jump right up here to this. Just roll your eyes up for a moment and feel that tension behind your eyes. Just roll your eyes up. Now squeeze your shoulder blades again, okay? Feel both of those. Now imagine there's an elevator shaft behind your eyes, right to your heart, behind your heart, right to this area at the base of the pelvic bowl that you're squeezing these muscles. There's this elevator shaft right in there. Imagine that you're inside that shaft, okay? Now we're going to just take a breath from above your head, right down through the center of your brain, through the center of your throat, all the way into your belly. Breathe it all the way down to your belly. Right, as if it's coming right down this elevator shaft, okay? And then exhale, right through the elevator shaft, right down into the earth, through these muscles that you're squeezing in the pelvic bowl. Just squeeze them, okay? Breathe down into the earth. Now, take a breath up from the earth through these muscles that you're squeezing in the pelvic bowl. Breathe up into your belly. Squeeze those muscles in the pelvic bowl. Now, squeeze your shoulder blades together and drop them down. Now, roll your eyes up and shoot that breath right up through the center of the body, up through your heart, your throat, the center of the brain, and out the top of your head. Okay, now let's just take another breath in from overhead, right behind the eyes. Here it comes, through the throat. Breathe it down through the heart. Breathe it all the way to your belly. And exhale, squeeze those muscles in the pelvic bowl. Exhale into the earth beneath where you sit. Now, same thing. Inhale up from the earth. Squeeze the muscles in the pelvic bowl. You're starting to get the hang of this. Breathe into your belly, right there. Then we're going to exhale, shoot it right up through your body and out the top of your head. Excellent. Now I'm moving my arms. You don't have to at all. I'm just showing you. Deep breath in from overhead, right down through the channel into the belly. And exhale, right down into the earth. And one more time, same thing. Inhale up from the earth, right up into the belly. And then we're going to exhale right up out the top of the head. One more time, squeeze the blades, roll your eyes up, find that elevator shaft, breathe into your belly. Then squeeze the muscles in the base of the pelvic bowl, exhale, shoot it right down into the earth. This is a central channel breath. And what we're doing by breathing here is we're starting to activate the central channel here, which starts to raise your vibration automatically, which starts to allow more and more of this high frequency energy to drop in to this system here. And in that flow of energy that I've been describing to you, it takes it up and it starts to make it a part of your life. It starts to make it a part of the movie that you're projecting out and walking through. So I'm going to review this, and I want to say this about it. The next time you're upset, you squeeze this. It's called Mula Bandha at the base of your spine. Spinal root lock is what it means. It's locking your energy at the root of the spine instead of allowing you to fly up into your head and get all caught up in the things that you think about all the time. Just get down in your body and allow your body to regulate this for you. The body is built to regulate infinite possibility. The body is here to allow you to filter and translate the universal mind as your own mind, rising up from within you and revealing messages like a constant gut feeling, a never-ending hunch about the truth. That's what you're supposed to be living in and receiving all the time. So we begin. So by squeezing these muscles at the base of the spine, it's called Mula Bandha. You don't have to know the name, just squeeze them. And breathing in your belly, you're bringing yourself down into the belly where your deep wisdom is. And so breathing up from the earth right into your belly there allows you to cultivate this groundedness. Now, again, squeeze your shoulder blades together and drop them down. Roll your eyes up and exhale up from your heart, up through your throat, up through the center of your brain, and out the top of your head. And as you do, deep breath in from overhead through the center of your brain, through the throat, through the heart, all the way down to the belly, anchoring you lower than the heart, allowing you to stay in your heart space more easily. Now, exhale, drop it down into the earth. Squeeze those muscles and breathe right down through them. Just breathe right down through those muscles, okay? One more time, inhaling up from the earth into your belly. Squeeze your shoulder blades together, drop them down. Cultivating the central channel of energy, exhaling this right up and out through the body and out the crown of your head. So, the next time that you're upset, you squeeze this Mula Bandha, you squeeze your shoulder blades, you start breathing up and down the central channel. Even if you can only breathe in your belly and you can't even remember to do the central channel part, I assure you, you're going to bring the mind into alpha frequency like that. You're going to create spaciousness inside of your thoughts, and you're going to be present instead of into a knee-jerk reaction to life that you don't need to be in. You do not need to be captured by life. You do not need to be controlled by the knee-jerk protective mechanisms from your own difficult times early in your life, which set up neurocircuitry patterns that you are redefining right now as we speak. You are dissolving them and allowing the greater system to take over. The electromagnetic energy system is what we are working with. It built the nervous system in the developing embryo. It is more significant, more powerful, and primal. It is foundational and significant. It is the master system. So what you're learning with the energy codes that I am teaching you, some basic foundational principles of, which I teach in coursework in an ongoing fashion, that you are learning to master this master system, which runs every other system of your body. It changes your body chemistry. It changes your immunity. It changes your ability to digest, to increase your respiratory system and effectiveness. Every single system of your body will respond to this master system, this energy system, aligning and anchoring and starting to move in a cleansing and healing fashion. There are so many more techniques that I could teach you, and I do teach you in the introductory courses that I am teaching constantly. So if you are interested in learning how to dissolve that trigger that happens when someone comes through the door, begin by this central channel breathing. Let me just add a little bonus in here for you today and say that when they walk in the room and say what they say or do what they do and it bothers you and your trigger is tripped, just ask yourself, where in the body am I noticing that energy be accentuated? Where in the body is that coming from? And it will take you to your throat or to your chest or to your gut, your belly, somewhere. Just squeeze that area too and start breathing up and down this central channel. You will notice that what you're doing in that instant is exactly what we've been talking about. In that instant, you are noticing where this energy is hitting, and it's causing you a knot in your stomach. It's hitting here and causing you a twisting in your gut. It's hitting here and causing you a lump in your throat. And you're now going to carve a super highway right through that area so that it's no longer wobbling and creating a distortion for you. Those areas where the energy is hitting and having to go around is why you get a knot in your stomach when this thing happens. That is your trigger, and this is how you dissolve them. So I want to slide that right in and know that if you're interested in really learning about this and really interested in the applications and so many more breathing techniques and things that I do to allow this electromagnetic energy master system to begin to be more enhanced in your system so that you can live in the way that you were born to be living, as a healer, as a creator, as a beneficial presence on the planet, and as the master of your life experience. So I'm hoping that this time together is beneficial for you, and I also want to allow for you to be eligible for a complimentary gift that I also have for you. If you go to my website, drsuemorter.com, it's drsuemorter.com, that's drsuemorter.com/fear into fire, fear into fire, okay? drsuemorter.com/fear into fire. You're going to get the equivalent of about 4 CDs worth of information where I'm talking to you about how to turn the energy that you think is fear, which is actually passion, but it's just passion that doesn't know where to go, so it reverberates in your gut and it feels like that feeling that we call anxiousness. That's all it is. But I'm going to teach you how to catch it, how to route it, what to do with it, and how to reinterpret it in a different fashion so that it's actually fueling you in your life rather than interfering in your life. Okay, so you would go to drsuemorter.com/fear into fire. You will learn how to master your ability to make decisions in an instant, how to utilize this energy in such a fashion that it stops mind chatter, stops you from questioning yourself all the time and just hesitating and procrastinating and waiting until the 11th hour and then you're forced to go and do something. It will allow you to step out freely and to engage in life. It allows you to turn this idea of fear inside out. It's that quantum flip we were talking about earlier. It's that quantum flip regarding the whole idea of fear. Many, many other topics along the way that I am here to dispel the ideas that people are afraid and unable to heal themselves are completely an illusion. So we can turn this thing around, this thing in our lives, this thing that humanity is facing right now, we can turn it into the most creative time that we have ever known. And we have to do so by bringing our energies back inwardly in such a fashion that we feel it. When our sensory nervous system can feel and perceive who we really are, instead of being so dispersed and scattered and throwing our power onto the people who walk through the door, who trip those triggers, when we start to gather that back together again, everything changes. And it is my greatest joy. Because 20 years ago, I had an awakening. And that awakening took me into that space that I've shown you, an image that doesn't even do it service to share with you. And in that moment, I knew that there was nothing broken, there was nothing missing, and there was nothing wrong with myself or with any of us. And that all we have to do is be open and vulnerable and revealing And we can find ways to be open and vulnerable and revealing that don't interfere with the current life that we've already established. We don't have to crash everything that we created, even if we created it out of fear, or even we're pushing the river to generate the good life that we do have already. But what I do know is that for it to be sustainable, it has to reinvent itself. And the works that I am here teaching through the Energy Codes and my best-selling book and the Energy Codes, a seven-step system to healing your body and awakening your spirit and living your very best life, and all of the teachings that I teach through the Mortar Institute for Bioenergetics, all that I'm teaching through Body Awake Yoga and teaching you how to anchor your consciousness in the core of your body, and all that I'm teaching hands-on practitioners to work even remotely with people is based in quantum science and how it can be user-friendly. You know, first I am a doctor and a teacher, but first I was a doctor, and getting results was what mattered. If I wasn't getting results in my clinic, I didn't have a practice. And so I'm very interested in the things that allow you to get the results of healing and of creativity and of transforming your life in the way that you are truly desiring to transform it. And so I know that you will find that as the tens of thousands of other people who have been through my coursework over the years, I know that the results that they have been getting can work for you too. And I look forward to sharing that with you. So blessings to you all. Thank you for saying yes to yourselves and for being a part of this summit. And know that by breathing through this central channel and anchoring yourself in the body the way that we've been teaching, with contracting these muscles in the pelvic bowl, pulling your shoulder blades together and down, rolling your eyes up and finding and feeling that channel in there, and then breathing up and down through it until you can actually feel yourself in there, will change your life. And there is so much more after that if you are interested. So much love to you all, and blessings. Namaste.